This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Dov, also l'schus refuah shlema for kol chayli am Yisrael, also l'schus kam am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We're talking about when someone swears, when someone makes a shavua, and that he's chayiv if it turns out that it's a lie, right? The person's not allowed to lie. When they swear, the person's not allowed to swear to a lie. Now we're going to explain a little bit more about the two different types of shvuah. We're going to explain actually one of them, and then in the next Mishnah, we're going to explain the second one. Shvuah shaloi oichel kikar zeh. If a person says something that he will or won't do, I won't eat, if the person swears that he won't eat this loaf of bread, right? Here you have a person, he said he's not going to eat this loaf of bread, and therefore, we have this person who said he's not going to eat this loaf of bread. Therefore, Nesa Olav, it became usher to him to eat that loaf of bread. Before it wasn't usher to him to eat, but now that he made a shvua, he's not allowed to eat. Now we're going to go a little bit more into the detail of it, or we're going to say a little bit more details about it, but this is the main part. A person who says that they will or won't do something, that is the type of shvuah that we're talking about. Now, within that, if he says shvuah shalai echlana, he says it again. Person swears that he won't eat this piece of bread, and then he says again he won't eat it, and then shvuah shalai echlana, he says a third time he won't eat it. The achla, and he ate it. In a chayev ala achas, he is chayev one, but he's only chayev one. He's not chayev for all three of the shvuas that he made. However, he is chayev for that, and zuhi shvuas bitui. That is called the shvua, the oath of utterance, something that he uttered from his mouth, a bitui mevate mevate b'sfasayim. He spoke out with his mouth something, and he didn't do it. He said he was going to. He said he wasn't going to. He said those kind of things, or he said he did and he did, and he said he didn't. He said he did. He said he didn't. When any of them that turned out to be false. That is a shvuas bitui, an oath that he uttered a lie. He uttered a lie, and that is shechayavan al zadoina makas. If he did it on a purpose, then he's mechuyif makas. Al shigagasa carbon oil v'yared. And if he did it by mistake, then he's mechuyif carbon oil v'yared, which means that it depends on how much money he has, how rich or how poor he is, whether or not it's going to be a bigger carbon or a smaller carbon. That carbon is, that's why it's called, goes up and goes down, depending upon how much he can afford. Shvuas shav. The other type of shvua is called a shvuas shav, something that in itself is a lie. Not that he's going to do something, not going to do something, and therefore he didn't do it, so that's the lie. Something that in itself is a lie. So shvua, that's a lie. An oath, that's a lie. Chayavin al zedoina makis v'ashigigasa pater. If he does it on purpose, then he's mechuyev makis. But if he does it by mistake, he's pater, there is no carbon for it. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.